Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, also our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, why you're doing it, or where you're doing it, thanks so very much for getting the job done. And, of course, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also over there, MeWe, we're Parler, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram, and we're there as Captain's America. Captain putting us in the middle, America. Now, you can also find us at the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That happens to be the website for the show, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Go over there, check it out, and enjoy all the different things that we have over there. Okay, joining us right now from the city by the bay. No, I'm just kidding. The mountaintop, yeah, overlooking the lake. It's Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
How deep's the water?
Which water?
The water in the lake. Is it over
I have no idea.
Is it over the banks? Over the banks up there?
No, they let it out.
Okay, very good. Now let's find out what Mary has to offer, because Mary has given us a call. So good morning, Mary.
Good morning. I was just wondering if Denise had seen the picture of who could have been the governor here. That would have been Andrew Gillum. After he was found in a motel room after the election. That's who could have been running the show down here because of all the money that was pumped into his campaign from out-of-state sources. So Ron DeSantis is doing a great job getting out there, getting stuff done. I just can't see any criticism of the man. And we could have been having Andrew Gillum. And people soon forget how bad that could have been. And I was wondering if Denise had thought about that. Thank you.
All right. Go ahead, Denise.
You know, Mary, we must be on the same wavelength because I was actually standing in my living room the other day kind of looking out the sliding glass doors, kind of pondering this whole thing with Hurricane Ian and whatnot, and I was thinking the very same thing. I just kind of put my hands up to my face and rubbing my face going, oh, man, this could have been Gillum. And where would this state be now? So, I absolutely have. I remember that picture. And, he's been in treatment and this and that, and allegedly. But, yeah, I absolutely did think that. I mean, there... You know the old cliche, there is a God, and where Florida could have been and where we are, it's remarkable.
I could be wrong, but I think Gillum is on TV now, isn't he?
I have no idea if he is. I certainly don't watch whatever
well,
he is.
Well, I don't watch where he is, but I think he's on one of the channels as a commentator of some sort. I don't know what, mm-hmm. but whatever. But I think that's what happened to him. Now, going to go back over here. A couple of different things here. We now know that Hurricane Ian could cost insurers in Florida $100 billion as the death toll continues to go higher. Last night, they were saying we had 100 people that have died so far.
They don't know what that number is, and I don't necessarily think it would cost insurers that. I think that may be a possible number of the total cost because a good bit of that number is restoring, you know, bridges and highways, certainly going over to Sanibel and Captiva and those kinds of things. And the fact that whatever has to be rebuilt will have to be rebuilt to a higher standard, meaning construction, I think, now today in the state of Florida goes to those that would deal with a Category 4.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to necessarily have to up that game. And the lessons learned would certainly be Katrina, where the levees broke, and we'll have to, you know, on rebuild, they'll have to do some high consideration, much like that. I mean, we didn't have levees break, although there was one that was possible to break in the Myakka River.
Yeah.
So it'll have to, I think that is part and parcel of what is necessarily being considered. Army Corps of Engineers. Now, DeSantis put out, opened up the bid process to yesterday to put in a temporary bridge road access over to Sanibel. Right now, the only way you can get there is by helicopter or by boat.
Right.
So that just got released yesterday. But I think there's only 100 people, if that, that are left on Sanibel. But I got a text message from somebody that told me that somebody I happen to know was on Sanibel at the time and wrote it out, but was just rescued by Coast Guard.
Yeah, well, I wonder if they'll write it out the next time. Oh, okay. Hold that thought. We're coming back with more here with Denise Simon on FoundersCode.com. Check out her website, FoundersCode.com, and see all the different stuff she has to offer.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. Before we get back to our conversation with Denise Simon, I want to remind everybody that this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at GEICO. That's spelled G-E-I-C-O, GEICO Insurance. Their website, of course, GEICO.com, G-E-I-C-O.com. Now, you can go to the website and get great quotes for whatever you're driving, whether it's a car, whether it's a truck. By the way, if you happen to have, maybe a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV, they'll insure that, too. And let's not forget that if you bundle your homeowner's policy together with a renter's policy or with a condo insurance policy, and then put all that together with the car, the truck that you got, and all the other little toys that you have, you're going to save yourself a bunch of money. You're definitely going to save yourself a bunch of money. So go to the website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com, and give them an opportunity to see what they can do for you. I mean, you might just save some money. GEICO.com. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, in the scheme of what's important and what isn't important, we have all sorts of things going on here, Ukraine. And I could start just about anywhere, because Ukraine has been making some sweeping advances. And it looks like as if Kherson is going to fall. That's the city in the eastern Ukraine where the Russians had a bunch of troops and they've really sunk a lot of effort into it. But the Russian collapse, according to the experts out there, one of them being David Petraeus, the other being General Jack, are saying that they believe that the Russian army is on the verge of collapse in Ukraine.
You know, I'd be very slow to say that, very calculated to say that. One of the regions that Russia declared was now being annexed was taking back the Ukrainians. In fact, they took down, they had a ceremony yesterday or day before yesterday, taking down the Russian flags. You know, we can say that Russia's military is in trouble, and there's a lot of reasons why. But, you know, Putin is very calculating, so I would be cautious to say that, you know, Russia's going to meet his defeat. I mean, I'm happy that the Ukrainian forces are making their advances and having the successes that they are. I would also argue that a lot of their success comes from the United States when it comes to tactics, because, I mean, we've been advising them all along.
Yep.
We've certainly been packing the money in there.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise.
All right, I just accidentally hit that button. Go ahead.
And you know, the whole money thing we can talk about another time, but you know, there's a lot of consequences here. You know, I know people, I think Tucker Carlson just gets it so wrong on all of this. He went on another diatribe last night about the world's going to end if we keep poking the bear, and he threatened to use nuclear weapons. Well, I think Tucker's missing a couple of things here, but anyway, I would say people have to understand the tactics of the Kremlin that have been used for decades, going all the way back to, you know, when Reagan called them the evil empire. The things that they do, not, I mean, we forget about Syria and what Russia did in Syria. Destroyed the country. And it just, I mean, and so, with all those Syrian migrants, remember any of that? They had to bail out.
Yep.
And where did they go? They all went to Europe.
Yep.
And Europe is dealing with this. And that is part and parcel, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, of why Italy just named Giorgio Meloni as their new leader. One of the big things was because of migration. So there's so many moving parts to all of this. But I would say that Ukraine's ended up with a very successful military operation, given the fact that they really didn't have a military to begin with when this whole thing started in February.
Well, there's another little short blurb here about the USA and NATO applying the brakes on Ukraine's bid for the fast-track membership into the alliance.
I told you that yesterday. Yeah, I
know.
They're not going to get in there.
Yep, and last night the networks picked up on it and ran with it. They all ran with it. So it looks like as if now they're going to get in. They just aren't going to get in a fast manner.
No, they're not going to get in anytime soon. But here's an interesting thing to understand. There are kind of levels to participation in non-NATO countries going into NATO or being part of NATO. And Ukraine already is. They're called a NATO partner, whatever the heck that really means. So there is work that NATO leadership does with Ukraine. Now, there was a time that all of NATO was really pivoted around the United States. Today it's changed here a little bit because of the threat of Russia. But anyway, we can go on NATO whole segment too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you remember David Bowditch?
Yes, I do.
Okay. He was the FBI's deputy director who informed Peter Strzok that he was fired back in August of 2018. A draft of that termination letter has been made public in the legal case.
I read it.
Yeah, it's out there for everybody to read now. So I just saw it yesterday for the first time on Newsmax, I believe, is where I saw it. But anyway, Strzok is being his old arrogant self again. Is this guy ever going to get what's coming to him?
Well, you remember he sued the Trump administration for his termination. Well, I don't know, because, I mean, Trump didn't fire him. BOTUS did in right. the last sentence of the letter.
Right.
And we're coming to find out that BOTUS actually should have fired a whole lot more. And because he didn't, it fell into Christopher Wray's lap, and now we really need to be tasking Christopher Wray to not only do a lot of the same thing, but he needs to go too, as far as I'm concerned.
By the way, we have a caller. Let's go over here. Good morning, Backgammon Bob. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain. I just saw on the internet where the Russia is revving up their nuclear forces. Their big submarine with a giant, what they call a Poseidon bomb, has been banished from this port. And the other thing is that we need the crime in our cities is starting to accelerate in the Democratic cities. And if we don't do something about it now, we're not going to be, it's going to get worse. And what's going to happen when all these migrants that can't come from Mexico don't have jobs or can't, are around on welfare with nothing to do?
Well, we're going to send them to your house.
What?
We're going to send them to your house.
I got a spot for them, don't worry.
All right. Appreciate it.
All right. Bye.
Backgammon Bob, okay, yeah. Okay.
A lot of what Russia is doing right now is just trying to show force. They're placing military assets in interesting places, so
sure.
It appears that, you know, they're in location or in theater, as they call it. So they can push the button at any time. So that's just a tactic. But the Russian military, you know, they're tired, they're collapsing, they're not supported, they're hungry, they're outgunned in a lot of ways, which is the reason that Putin's had to go through all this conscription. They're literally going door to door to door and pulling the men out of the houses, those that haven't escaped to some other country. As far as the crime goes, I think what the Lee County Sheriff and what DeSantis are really saying about law and order in the state of Florida for these victims here of the hurricane and whatnot kind of sends a message, not only with the looting, potential looting, and by the way, Sheriff Ivey from Brevard County, his team arrested a couple of teenagers that were attempting to loot, but
yep.
Sending a message to these other states about lawlessness.
Yep. We will talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day.
Thank you.
All right, again, good morning to George the Godfather. George is saying good morning to myself and Denise, and good morning back, George. And we want to be fully informed when you head on down there where you're going. I understand you're going to make a little trip down south. That's a good thing. So let us know how it's all going, and we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News.
At least one ballistic missile was fired by North Korea. It sailed over Japan and possibly into the Pacific Ocean. It's the fifth round of weapons tests by North Korea in the past 10 days. Recent gains by Ukrainian forces have been so significant that a spokesman for the Kremlin's defense ministry had to acknowledge them. Fighters for Kyiv have been making inroads in the very areas that Russia is trying to absorb. President Biden visiting Puerto Rico with First Lady Jill Biden at his side. He vowed that his administration will stand by the U.S. territory that was still recovering from Hurricane Maria and earthquakes when Hurricane Fiona devastated the island a couple of weeks ago. Wall Street marking its best day since late July. The Dow added 765 points. The Nasdaq gained nearly 240 points. The S&P 500 rose close to 93 points, a more than 2% gain for all. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. It is time for our military and veterans news segment. And, of course, we are going to talk quite a bit about what's going on here in the state of Florida as well as around the southeast. And, by the way, gone but not forgotten, folks. Gone but not forgotten. Apparently, Ian is up the line, up the eastern seaboard, and still raining and still carrying on. Just not quite the storm it was, but it's not left the area yet. So go away, Mr. Old Ian guy. There, go away. All right, here's more about the National Aviation Academy right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy brings you the military and veterans news segment. You can find them on the web at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. One more time, naa.edu. That's the website. Go there, check it out. When you get there, pay close attention to the fact that they have two campuses where you can take a tour to find out more about them. They have the Clearwater, Florida campus, and they have the campus in Concord, Massachusetts. Now, depending on what kind of weather you like and where you want to be, it is a 14-month course you're going to be signing up for. All you got to do is call them up, at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. Call them up and ask to take the tour of one of their facilities. Now, if you want to check them both out, you can do that. That's not a problem. 800-659-2080. Now, when you call them up, you'll be able to talk to some students. You'll also be able to talk to an instructor or two. And you'll also be able to talk to the money people, the people that do the student loans. So you'll be able to get all that done at the same time in the same place. Now, if you're a veteran, an Army veteran or Air Force or Navy or whatever, and you still got your school benefits intact on your GI Bill, everything will be paid for. Everything will be paid for. You don't need to worry about it. And I will tell you that becoming an aviation maintenance tech is a very high-paying, in-demand job, offering opportunities all around the world to go to work. And I do mean all the way around the world. Now, one other little thing here before we get to talking about some stuff. If you want to check out the big boys, that would be the people that work with the whales and the submarines and whatnot. That's a different division in a different location. And you're more than welcome to sign up for them, too. Who knows? You might get on one of those deals, one of those assignments, one of those stories that could make you front page news for a long time. How about that? All right. In news from the Army said they brought in about 45,000 soldiers during the fiscal year that ended on Friday. Their goal was 60,000, so they missed their goal by 15,000 soldiers. Now, all the branches are down, some more than others. And that can all turn around in a heartbeat. Because the Navy hit its active duty enlisted recruitment goals for fiscal 2022, but failed to target numbers for active duty and reserve officers, as well as reserve enlisted personnel did. Now, remember the sailor accused of setting fire to the Baham Richard? He was found not guilty. A military judge acquitted the sailor of arson in a fire that destroyed the USS Baham Richard, a blow to the Navy as it faces allegations of improper training and maintenance of the $1.2 billion amphibious assault ship. And oh, by the way, veterans of all eras will be able to be eligible for caregiver benefits starting October the 1st. No expiration has been mentioned about that, and no expansion is expected to add thousands of families either to the program in the next year. We'll see where all of that goes. I know it's going to change questions by how much. Now, the Air Force has grounded most of its older C-130H Hercules cargo planes and variants due to the problem associated with the inner propeller barrels. That's something. The inner propeller barrels on the Hercules, the C-130H Hercules. Okay. Hopefully they'll get that worked out real quick. Otherwise, they do have some helicopters they can go to. Not just the Ospreys either. Now, U.S. medical teams are currently trying a new approach down in Central America, of all places to be. U.S. military members
and all medical teams have carried out their medical missions in Central America for decades. But a recently completed mission to the Honduras and the Guatemalan area gave a new standard for future healthcare missions. And that's a good thing. That is a good thing. Continuing with healthcare, we now know that we suspect, we have not had confirmation put in our hands, or confirmation rather, but we now know that the death toll for the hurricane is approaching 100. Now, this is coming from CNN News. Where they're getting it, I don't know. Normally, I don't like to mention the death toll, but the reason I'm doing it is because we're learning a lot from this. Central Services and our hurricane units and our CERT units and all the different units that do what they do, we're learning from this. So there you go. And let me see who I got over here. Okay, George is chiming back in again. What time do you want me to call? Okay. How about 65? All right, I'm going to give George a message here as far as what time I want him to call. Here we go. George is going to call me at 4:55. He's set up with a truck, and they're waiting on their crew, their people, to hop in the truck, and they're going down south to Fort Myers. I believe they're going to Fort Myers. We're going to get the scoop straight from George. And this is going from a group out of the Tampa area on down there. All right, good, George. I'm glad you got the message here. Now, nine NATO countries have said they want Ukraine in NATO. You already heard NATO say, nope, it's not going to happen. We're not going to bring them in anytime soon. But the leaders of Czechia, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, North Macedonia, Montenegro, Poland, Romania, and Slovakia issued a joint statement backing a path for NATO membership for the Ukraine. And I think it's a no-brainer. I think they should be allowed in. Okay. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, when we come back. And then you'll hear from George the Godfather telling us about what's going on down yonder way. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, here's what's on my mind right now. I want y'all to know that Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, Moss Acura, sponsors this segment with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Now, Moss Acura is one of those dealerships that's right over there on North Florida Avenue, mixed in with a whole bunch of other dealerships. But what's ironic about them is that right next door to Moss Acura is the Moss Nissan dealership. So brother and sister are right beside each other. How about that? Now, I want you to know that active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active or retired, and all church pastors too, get a tremendous discount on your Moss Family Automotive Acura, whether it's new or whether it's used. Now, in addition, your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. So go on over to Moss Acura, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, or stop by the dealership and see what they have to offer. Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
Morning.
You told me it's raining up there, right?
Oh, yeah, it's been raining for the past few days.
Okay, well, better you than me. Our rain is gone for a while. Some people wanted me to ask you if this wasn't good news we're starting to hear now on the market and out of the economic markets, if you will. Now, the economic growth appears to have accelerated in the third quarter, which unfortunately means that monetary policy will likely have to be even more restrictive, and the odds of a soft landing are even narrower right now. What are they talking about there?
Well, I mean, that's a bit of a contradiction. If economic activity increases. When they talk about landings and soft landings, those are economic slowdowns. And if they're talking about restrictive policies, which is what we've had over the course of this past year, that's what the Fed is doing to slow the economy down to a level where they can get inflation in check. Now, a lot of things, we've talked about this, as far as inflation is concerned, are going in the opposite direction, even from the from shipping. And the cost of shipping goods and a lot of this, the commodity prices have come down. The things that are really not coming down, the Fed can't do a damn thing about right now. And, Saudis decide that they're going to cut production by 1 million barrels. You're going to see oil prices go back up. We all see what we're paying for food. Everyday items that the Fed really can't do much about any of that. So, there's a bit of a conundrum right now, and they're basically trying to wreck the economy or slow it down to a level and put people out of work. In my opinion, is an exercise in futility.
Mm-hmm. Now, today we will get the job openings and the labor turnover survey called JOLTS. Is that correct?
Yes.
And what do you think is going to happen there? Because if we get some numbers that are better than figured, that could cause investors to perhaps reevaluate the path of the rates.
Well, yeah, again, the Fed keeps looking at the labor market too, and they're talking about wage increases and a tight labor market. I don't see that changing much, simply because prior to all this, what's been going on for a while, the amount of job openings that is there for in compare and contrast the amount of people looking for work is staggering. It's something that I've never seen before in my lifetime. We have seen companies, in particular a lot of technology companies, announce layoffs, and I think that they're just their layoffs really not too much in regards to the strong economy. I think it's regards to they just overhired. And they made mistakes when it came to their hiring practices, and they also brought out a lot of people that I think that they wish they hadn't. So, again, the amount of job openings out there allows people that are laid off to find work. So I don't think you're going to really see that much of a weakening.
Now, my guess is with the jobless claims coming on Thursday and then the non-farm payrolls report coming on Friday, we could see something literally be hotter than the other, right?
Yeah, again, the labor report that comes out on Friday, you have to factor in a myriad of different things, seasonal adjustments, whatnot, and how they go about calculating the unemployment rate here. Any sign that the unemployment rate is starting to rise would be a signal that maybe the Fed may ease off a little bit on some of these rate hikes that they've been proposing moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
You
there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I did now. All right, you kind of chopped off there. But I got another question for you. Construction spending just fell for the third straight month. That's not a good sign, especially where I'm at. But it's all going to take off like a rocket ship now that we've had this storm down here, right?
What's going to take off? You say
construction.
They went up a little bit. I mean, I would have thought that they would have gone up already much higher. The thing about the building materials, Matt, people are going to be waiting for money from insurance. And if a lot of people down there have government insurance, and that can take a long time. You're not going to get that money tomorrow. That's going to be it's a lot much slower. And it's going to stagger the type of rebuilding that's going to take place. Private insurance companies are going to, you often would see relief a little bit faster. We did see, I took a look at lumber prices yesterday, and they were up a couple percentage points, but not to the level that I would have expected.
Mm-hmm. My experience in the past when I went through something like this was 90 days. When we had the crop insurance that was paying off on the crop that got knocked on the ground because of one of these storms, that took about 4 months.
Well, in 4 months. I mean, again, it's every company's going to be, private company's going to be a little bit different. And I think that's probably a good 3 to 4 months, probably, fairly accurate. A lot of the private insurance companies, they use drones now to check out damage and do other ways to things and expedite things to some degree. But the government takes money.
Now, I got to say one thing here, and then I'll let you go. Okay. Let's see here. George is having a problem. All right. I got to ask you one thing here. And what it is we have this gasoline situation out in California right now. Have you been following that?
A little bit. I mean, from what
$6.46 a gallon.
Wait, where?
L.A.
Oh, in Los Angeles. You know what? Their own fault. I don't feel bad. I don't. You voted for it. It's what you wanted. I mean, they should all be thrilled out there, crying out loud.
Okay, let me let you go, and I'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend. I got to take another call here.
All right, man. Have a good one.
All right, thank you. Chris Markowski, Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Okay, now I believe right now we've got George the Godfather on the line. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
All right, now you're headed down to what, Fort Myers?
Yeah, we're going to hit Fort Myers and Inglewood and maybe Port Charlotte.
Okay, sir.
I'm going down with Wade of String of Heroes.
Yeah.
And some other guys.
Okay. Yeah. You're taking a truck, right? You're in a truck?
Yeah, we're going to drive it. Yeah, Wade's going to drive the truck. We're going to follow in the car with a couple of guys.
Okay. You've been down there already?
Yeah, we hit Wachula on Saturday. We hit Fort Myers Sunday, Fort Myers and Port Charlotte on Sunday. Yeah, and yesterday I hit Rotunda and Inglewood.
How are the people's How are the people's spirits, George? Because I was down there Sunday morning early for about 3 hours, and people seem to be in good spirits.
Yes, they are. They're getting supplies. I mean, the ones that got hit really bad are the modular homes. I mean, they got destroyed. I posted pictures on our page.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to go to them, it's public on Facebook. But the devastation is unbelievable. I mean, everybody's got their stuff off. I mean, there's a lot of guys going down there. And this is not going to end soon. Not at all.
Yeah, and we were just talking about the government insurance that it could take 3-4 months to see a check.
Yeah, we saw all state trucks down here coming.
Yep.
And also Liberty News.
All right, well, Godspeed, George, and tell Wade I said hello, and you guys take care, all right?
Yeah, I'll give you an update when I get back.
All right, thank you very much. Right. Thank you very much. That's our buddy George, the Godfather, and he's on his way south down there to help out with relief supplies. So that's a good thing. And we'll be back with more Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, too, right after this.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next prize.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.